somebody's got a chance to win themselves a pair of tickets to the Indiana State Fair. And we are going to get into it, well, by doing what we do best, and that's using our mental power. We're very strong in the brain. I'm today going to try to guess, just by asking questions, what kind of vehicle you drive.
That is hard. Make and model.
Why do you think that's so hard?
Because, like, that is just really specific. I don't know how you could possibly know.
Well, yeah, I mean, this one's difficult because you're right, though. There's no, like, oh, he was within 5 pounds by guessing your weight or something.
Yeah, like, you have to be exact.
Okay, if I can do that, I'm going to hook somebody up with those tickets. Let's go to Crystal on the Joe and Alex Show. Crystal, right?
Yep.
Okay, all I got in front of me is your name is Crystal. Let's see here. I need you, like I tell everybody else, even if these questions are embarrassing or awkward, they all have a purpose. There's a reason, you know, like a method to my madness. So please, Crystal, answer properly.
Okay.
And honestly. Here we go. First question for you. Would you rather eat pickled ears or pickled belly buttons?
Ew, what?
Ew.
It's hypothetical. Just think about it. Would you rather eat pickled ears or pickled belly buttons?
I guess I'm going to go with ears.
Are you serious? I 100% would say belly button because a belly button is going to be softer. Think about it. If you ate a pickled ear, how crunchy be all that cartilage?
Have you seen a
belly button? Yeah, but then you wouldn't have the belly button lint that might get...
Well, the lint and
there.
The sweat, you get your ears are gross, too. Those are full of, like, ear stuff. You know what it is, though, Alex? Good thing I didn't ask you, because I would have been thrown for a loop. You have an ear phobia. Like, your mom cleans your ears
still. That's
true.
Because I get scared about, like, puncturing something with a Q-tip, so I make my mom do it.
Okay. Crystal, your next question here on the Joe and Alex Show. Do you like NASCAR or IndyCar races more?
NASCAR.
Okay, interesting.
She likes fast.
Well, I mean, IndyCars are fast, too.
Well, that's true.
I think IndyCars are faster than NASCAR.
Are they? I don't know.
I don't know the top speed, but they're close. And that's interesting, because I got to be honest, Crystal, when I picked up, I would have assumed you were an IndyCar fan by just hearing your voice.
All right. No.
All right. Unless this is going to get you fired from your job, I'm not saying you currently do, but have you ever done drugs? And I'm not talking like prescription medicine. Like, I'm talking like...
Anything.
Any kind of drug. Pot or whatever. Have you ever done drugs? If you can answer that, please answer that honestly.
No.
Okay. That was a yes.
No, it wasn't.
In your opinion, what is the best gas station? Like, if you can choose, let's say all the gas prices are the same, where would you prefer to go and get your gas and maybe run inside and get something to eat or drink?
Circle K.
Circle K.
Yes. Polar Pops, the crushed nugget ice, all that. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. What CD is in your CD player right now?
24 Karat Magic, Bruno Mars.
Ooh. By the way, next week, we've got front row tickets that you can win on radio now, okay?
Okay.
Just wanted to let you know about that, kind of a nice tie-in.
Yeah.
How do you like your eggs? Like, do
you
like them?
Over easy.
Over easy.
Me too, girl.
Now, that's where, like, they're
like snot, yes.
Okay. Thanks for the visual. I'm going to say none here, but Crystal, how many kids do you have?
Three.
Wow. Whoa, she's got a lot of kids. You know what they say about girls with a lot of kids? Minivans.
Well, exactly. This is. I'm worried, though. Have you noticed all my assumptions before she answers have been off?
Uh-huh.
This may not be good.
Uh-oh.
I'm not even close. Okay, Crystal, are a few more. Are you married or are you single?
Married.
Okay.
She's married with three kids. Not even just two kids. Three. She's got a huge SUV.
And have you ever hooked up in a car?
Yes.
What kind of car was the car that you hooked up in?
It was a Kia Sportage.
Oh, okay.
See, this... You always go with your gut, and that's what I'm going to do here, because my gut's telling me... My gut's been wrong today, so I'm not going to go with my gut. I don't know what
I'm
doing.
Is your gut telling you that she's got the mom vehicle?
Yes, because she has three kids, and she's hooked up, and you need something big to hook up in, usually. And just everything else that she said...
I didn't say it was a recent hookup.
She could have been in college.
My gut is telling me you drive like a Honda Odyssey or something. But I'm gonna go against my gut today. Like a Dodge Grand Caravan, which are sweet too. I'm gonna go with something that doesn't make sense because I feel like maybe you got those.
She's
kids.
Trying to trick us.
Yeah. Well, no. Like it's just. I've been off. All my intuition's been off. I'm going to say that Crystal drives. Like a fast car. Like, kind of like a sporty car.
Okay, like what?
Yes, I'm sorry if this is wrong, Crystal, because I tried. I'm going to say Crystal drives a Ford Mustang. Like, I don't know if it's a drop top or not, but like, you know, where you can take it back. But I'm going to say that you drive a Ford Mustang, but that's totally against what my gut's telling me to say.
You are correct.
Whoa!
And it is a convertible.
Yes!
Crystal! Hot
oh my gosh!
Whoa, your kids must be not little then. Do you have older kids?
I have a 12-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 5-year-old.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.